Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to mix it up just a little bit and read you actually from two passages of Scripture, because I'm going to talk to you about a warning from Acts chapter 20 and then what happened later from Revelation chapter 2. Here's the warning, Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. This is Paul speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, where he says this: "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves." That warning came from the Apostle Paul to the Ephesian elders, Acts chapter 20. Now, this is what Jesus says to the church in Ephesus, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you've left your first love." Now, Paul warned the leaders among the Ephesians Christians that dangerous times were ahead. Threats were going to come, and they were going to come from the outside. He called those savage wolves. And the threats were going to come from the inside. He says, from among yourselves. Therefore, they had to be on guard against these threats. They had to take heed to how they lived as leaders and take heed to the flock of God's people. So how did the Ephesians do with those warnings that Paul gave to them? It was actually a mixed bag. Even though the church in Ephesus had an all-star team of New Testament gifts and talents, think of the people who did ministry in the city of Ephesus. Ready? The Apostle Paul, and he was there for 3 years. Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos, Timothy, and the Apostle John. Now, the first four we know by the scriptures themselves, the Apostle John, we know that by church tradition or history. But remember this, after they were served by such an amazing team like Paul, Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos, Timothy, the Apostle John himself, some 30 or 40 years after Paul's warning, Jesus sent a letter to this church in Ephesus. It's found in Revelation chapter 2. And he complimented them on many things. They worked hard for the kingdom of God. They endured through many difficult times. They dealt with those who are evil and with false apostles. They didn't give up when they were weary. There were many things to compliment the Christians in Ephesus about. Yet despite it all, Jesus gave them a severe warning. I read it to you in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. They had left their first love. They didn't love Jesus the way they once did, and they didn't love each other the way they once did. It was so bad among the Ephesians that unless things changed in a hurry, Jesus wouldn't even be present among them anymore. Now, there might very well be a connection between Paul's warning and their later leaving of love, though they did do a good job of holding on to the right doctrines. It may well be that in their zeal to fight against false doctrine, they left their love for Jesus and their love for one another behind. If that was the case for the Ephesians, it wasn't the last time that it happened among God's people. It's a great illustration of the principle that the devil doesn't care which side of the boat we fall out of, just as long as we're in the water and not in the boat. The enemy of our soul is equally pleased if we miss the truth, that is, pursue wrong doctrines, or if we miss love. God helping us, we're going to walk in both truth and love.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.